Roman orator, statesman, and man of letters, Cicero was Rome's greatest orator and its most articulate philosopher. The last years of Republican Rome are often referred to as the Age of Cicero. Listen to his list of the 6 mistakes of man. 1. The illusion that personal gain is made up of crushing others. 2. The tendency to worry about things that cannot be changed or corrected. 3. Insisting that a thing is impossible because we cannot accomplish it. 4. Refusing to set aside trivial preferences. 5. Neglecting development and refinement of the mind and not acquiring the habit of reading and study. And 6. Attempting to compel others to believe and live as we do. You know, it absolutely amazes me when I consider that over 2,000 years ago, our ancestors were speaking and writing of the identical concerns we all share today. Cicero was once called the father of his country. He was a brilliant orator, a lawyer, statesman, a writer, a poet, a critic, and a philosopher who lived in the immediate century before the birth of Christ and was momentously involved in all of the conflicts that occurred between Pompey, Caesar, Brutus, and many of the other historical characters and events that made up ancient Roman history. He had a brilliant and long political career and was also an established writer whose work was considered to be the most influential of its time. In those days, however, dissidents were not treated kindly. Cicero was executed in 43 BC. His head and hands were displayed on the speaker's platform at the Forum in Rome. In one of his most memorable treatises, Cicero outlined the 6 mistakes of man as he saw them evidenced in ancient Rome. 20 centuries later, I repeat them here with a brief commentary. Mistake number 1. The illusion that personal gain is made up of crushing others. Think about this. There are 2 ways to have the tallest building in town. One way is to go about crushing everyone else's building. But this method seldom works for long because those having their buildings leveled will eventually come back to haunt the crusher. The second way is to work on your own building and watch it grow. And so it is in politics, business, and our own individual lives. Mistake number 2. The tendency to worry about things that cannot be changed or corrected. Apparently, people spent their energies worrying about things they had no control over in the ancient world, and little has changed since. One of my teachers put it to me quite succinctly. He said, first, it makes no sense to worry about the things you have no control over, because if you have no control over them, it makes no sense to worry about them. And second, it makes no sense to worry about the things you do have control over, because if you have control over it, it makes no sense to worry about it. And there goes everything that it is possible to worry about. Either you have control or you don't. And either way, worry is a huge mistake. Mistake number 3. Insisting that a thing is impossible because we cannot accomplish it. Too often we jump to the conclusion that something is impossible simply because we cannot see the solution. I've heard many people tell me that angels and reincarnation, soul travel, communication with the deceased, travel at the speed of light, miraculous spontaneous healings, and so on, are all impossibilities, simply because they cannot conceive of such ideas. I wonder how many of Cicero's contemporaries could foresee telephones and fax machines, computers, automobiles, airplanes, missiles, electricity, running water, remote controls, walking on the moon, and so many of the things we take for granted today. A good motto is, no one knows enough to be a pessimist. What we can't fathom today will be the accepted reality of those who reside here 2,000 years into the future. Mistake number 4. Refusing to set aside trivial preferences. So many of us major in minor subjects as our way of life. We allow our precious life energies to be spent on what others think of us, petty concerns about appearance, or what labels we are wearing. We consume our lives in anguish over squabbles with family or co-workers. Ego becomes the driving force of our lives, with our self-importance persistently taking center stage. We see hunger and starvation on our planet, but become impatient when we must wait 5 extra minutes for a table in a restaurant, where half of the food will be discarded as garbage. We hear about children maimed and killed by guns and gunmen by the thousands, yet we accept it as a condition that we can do nothing about. In our personal lives, too many of us believe that we are unable to make a difference on the larger issues. Mistake number 5. Neglecting development and refinement of the mind and not acquiring the habit of reading and study. It seems that when we finish our formal schooling, we have completed our development of the mind. We have adopted the credo of reading and studying for the purpose of taking the examination and earning our merit badge in the form of a diploma or an advanced degree. Once the certificate is in hand, the need to study and refine the mind is terminated. Cicero must have noticed this same tendency among his fellow Roman citizens, and he warned them that it could predict the downfall of their empire. And so it came to pass. Our lives are greatly enriched when we immerse ourselves in literature and spiritual writing, not because we're going to be tested, but purely for the sake of personal enrichment. You will find that daily reading and study provide you with a deeper and a richer experience of life in all ways. This is particularly gratifying when you know that you're doing it out of choice rather than as an assignment. And mistake number 6, attempting to compel others to believe and live as we do. Too often we feel victimized by those who are imposing upon us their views of what we should be doing and how we should be living. The result is a high state of tension and resentment. No one wants to be told how to live or what to do. One of the specific traits of highly functioning people is that they have no desire or investment in controlling other people. We need to remind ourselves of this truth and take the advice of Voltaire in his last line of Candide: learn to cultivate your own garden. If others want to grow cabbage and you choose to grow corn, then so be it. Yet there is this propensity to peer into the lives of others and insist that they believe and care in the same way we do. It is a common mistake of families to impose their will on everyone else in the unit. It is also a common mistake of government officials who are determining what is best for everyone. From ancient Rome, Cicero, the great statesman, orator, writer, and philosopher, gives us all a lesson in living. Don't make these same mistakes that mankind has been making throughout the centuries. Instead, vow to eliminate them from your life, one day at a time.